Thank you to Pelgrane Press for granting permission to use the Swords of the Serpentine setting and the Eversync name for this actual play. Welcome to Blades of Eversync, our story-heavy, rules-light, gumshoe actual play. And now, your GM, Wes Otis.
Hello, and welcome to Blades of Eversync. This is episode 3, and I have some players with me. Let's start with Saint.
Hi, I am Saint Spider, and I am playing very morose and awkward sorceress, Ilaria Udinese.
Hi, I'm Jay Holtham, and today I am playing the very cool and excellent and attractive and smart, and did I mention attractive, Apgar called the Raven.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Jaya, younger and all-around better sister to Apgar.
Hi, I'm Michelle Otis, and I will be playing Harold Sorin, our generic cleric.
I was always, one of my friends made a character named Eric, the generic cleric.
It's the rhyme. It makes it so good.
It really does.
In the last game, you guys searched for the sorcerer who created the thunder giant who had attacked the Red Pig Inn. Ilaria used her magic to locate him, and you made your way down into the sub-basement of a nearby building where the sorcerer and 4 swamp zombies were holed up controlling this big thunder giant. You fought with the sorcerer and won, and you also met some very nice leeches who were very helpful on the way down into the sub-basement. You then made your way out of the crumbling building because the thunder giant had fallen on it, and you also found, at least Jaya had found, a few important items. A bag of gold, a little statuette of a man with blue paste in his mouth, and a vault key with a lollipop symbol carved into it. Jaya, what do you want to do with these items?
I'm going to toss the bag of gold to Ilaria. Say, hey, buy yourself something nice, like a bath.
Oh boy. So Ilaria, add 1 wealth to your character.
Oh, I appreciate it. Does it go from squalid to struggling or or comfortable?
I think it's struggling at this point.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Jaya.
I know from last game that Sorin took the most damage out of all of you. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to just kind of shrug that off and start pursuing these clues, or do you want to go and get patched up first?
Well, you'd said the figurine was that of a young man whose mouth is covered in a paste.
Yes.
I relay to the group my experience earlier that day. We also saw that symbol, right?
Yes.
I relay to them what happened earlier that day with my friend and her being with a comfort man, and he died and he had like blue foam coming out of his mouth. That symbol was shoved into his throat on a piece of parchment, but we couldn't figure out how it got there. So it had to be magic.
Ilaria is intrigued, and I would like to see if I recognize the symbol via my forgotten lore.
Absolutely. With investigation, unless you're spending a point for a special effect, you just get the clue. This is old serpentine magic from the Empire before Eversync. It is a sort of funerary figurine, but it is a beacon as well. So unlike most figurines, which are just the soul is kind of attached to them, this one actually allows the spirit to move about more. They're very hard to destroy. You need to do it magically. The spirit connected to this figurine is able to inhabit a body, basically possess a body. And if that body dies, it returns to the figurine where it can then go back and inhabit a new person that's nearby.
Oh, That's pretty dangerous.
Ilaria, I'm picturing her like reaching to grab the statue, but then freezing right over it, just kind of hovering and just kind of frozen. It's like, no one should touch this. And then can I ask my spirit friend, do you recognize this guy? Is there a little additional spirit information you're getting from this?
Well, you know, this is much older than I am. This is pretty old tech. It's probably got his soul attached to it at this point. Whether or not it's gotten any of your friends, I mean, any three of the... It doesn't have you. I'm here, so they have to boot me out. But any three of these people could be pretending right now to be, you know, not body snatched.
Oh my god. Ilaria looks around. I'm shifting around, really nervous, but I don't want to say anything about that yet. I want to ask my spirit, how can we tell if anyone's been possessed? Do we need to find old magic? Do we need to go somewhere else? What should be done?
I mean, finding magic inside the city is going to be dangerous. Denari probably has some kind of, you know, Inquisitioner that might be able to help, but they might be a little bit more eager to help than you want them to be. I mean, I would just, like, keep a good eye on them because it's kind of hard to tell which one is against you now. Could be any one of them. So, you know, be careful.
And I can't tell, like, for sure.
No, they seem to be acting normal, but...
Oh, dear. Okay. So, staring at this object, I'm deciding that it makes sense to tell them at least what the symbol means. It's serpentine. This is ancient magic. We have to be so careful. Somebody's hopping bodies.
Say again.
You're saying the statue allows the old man body snatch people?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay.
And I'm gonna juggle the statue like it's a hot potato and toss it out towards whoever. Away from me. And Jaya's going to spend these few seconds like frantically scrubbing at her fingers. She takes one of Apgar's handkerchiefs.
I offer, please.
For God's sake.
And also step very far away.
I'm Siri. I can't explain how old this is or who's technically behind it besides the man we just killed, but he's not going to be gone forever. And then I'm not going to mention that he could literally be here right now.
So what you're saying is we should definitely find this vault and take whatever's in it real quick before he comes back for it? Because what I'm hearing is we should find the...
I mean, that's a good option. Jaya brings up a very, very good
what
point.
I'm hearing is... throw this statue back into that cellar because nobody's going to be close enough to it to get body snatched down there. Except maybe the leeches.
Can we break it?
Yeah, how do we... throw it in the fire?
No.
I'll just smash it.
No. Absolutely not. The air around Ilaria starts like getting humid and like oppressive. Like, oh no, don't, a worst thing possible.
Okay, so no smashy smash.
Ilaria. I mean, I'd kind of like to see what happens if he does it. We should let him do it. Let's see what happens.
I knew you wanted the worst for me this whole time.
Who knows? It could be the best.
No, absolutely. I can't. I will not fall for your tricks again. You've gotten me once before.
All right. Well, it's your choice.
I think the good herald's idea is probably the best. As for stealing from the dead, well, honestly, I can't judge you guys for that. We've probably all done
it. I mean... you said he's not really dead, so...
Right, true. This key, where is it? Who has the key right now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh!
No, I mean, Jaya's like, I haven't.
Thank you so much for telling us and sharing that with us. It's going to make it a lot easier.
It obviously pains her to have to admit it. I am... not happy at being called out.
This wouldn't be so uncomfortable if you weren't so secretive all the time.
vulnerability does bring us all closer together.
And some of us would like to stay away from those of you who sweat seawater.
I can't control it.
I'm sorry, Spooky McSpookerson, who literally floated down there.
Yeah, we all saw it. It's fine.
We all have secrets, and Apgar, you don't want me spilling yours. Let me have mine.
Oh, so it's going to be like that. Okay, well, all right. I'll remember that. All right.
I'm remaining a neutral party on this subject.
See, the Herald hasn't said anything. He knows.
Well, are we going to at least please get rid of the statue or try to neutralize it or something? This is a...
You're the magic person.
I'm trying to be a team player again. I've gotten in trouble in the past.
Yeah, if you said, but you said no smashy, so we can't smash it. So, you know.
What you do know is that smashing it with a normal item, like a huge hammer or whatever, is not going to work. But if you put enough of your sorcery points and backed it up with enough corruption points, you could destroy it. But something terrible would probably happen with that much corruption being used.
Is there somewhere we can take it?
Like Mordor?
No. Like, I know me being a herald, I might be able to take it somewhere and they would be able to dispose of it properly.
You could. You know that the church has become more militant about sorcery. So you would definitely get a long line of questioning of where the fuck did this come from? What's going on? Who do we need to put on a rack and torture for hours to figure out why they don't believe in Denari kind of thing. So they're pretty zealot oriented now. So of the two, you would probably have suspicion cast upon you pretty hard from the church. But the problem with the first one, if Ilaria does her magic thing to it and destroys it, it might cause a major bad thing to happen in the city unless you guys decided to go way outside the city and do it there.
We would have to, because the last thing I would want to do is to harm Denari.
Right, because that it would rip a hole or do something terrible.
And sink the islands themselves, probably.
Question. Does the church have like a night drop box? Could we just, I don't know, chuck it at them and run? Because we don't have the answer to any of those questions anyway, so...
I mean, anonymous tipsters?
Yep. There's a hotline. Can we call a hotline and be like, hey, saw a crazy magic thing. Gotta go. Bye. And split.
Ilaria remembers, the burgeoning program like this in her youth that definitely took out way too many of her well-meaning friends. They just tortured everybody who came in. I don't think that would be a great idea. People are quite zealous.
I mean, I guess one thing that you could do is break into Haven, which is the huge church in the center of the Temple Market, and gingerly drop off the thing there where somebody will find it and then skedaddle before they see you. That's an option.
Yeah, but what if they find it and it hops into their body?
I mean, is that your problem? Is that future their problem? I don't know.
Yeah, that definitely does not sound like an our problem.
Yeah, but it could right be now. If we end up with another storm giant raging through the street.
I mean, that one wasn't that hard to take care of.
Yeah, that's true. We did dispatch that pretty quickly. So,
but we did lose our favorite hangout spot.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll find another one and much better wine.
You say favorite.
Our only.
Yeah.
There are other inns in the city.
Mm-hmm. can I use a forgotten lore investigative ability to see if there's some sort of actual safe haven-related place, like a chamber that spirits can't go through, or, you know, one of those spiritually neutral zones that show up all the time in fantasy?
Well, that's actually a good question.
Yes, we can maybe use some of Jaya's excellent sneaking in to just drop it off and get the heck out of there.
There is a place. It is an island unto itself. It is part of the city, but it's just you'd have to take a boat out there, which, I mean, gondolas are a thing. It's called the Swan's Vault.
Ooh.
And the Swan's Vault is this chain of smaller islands to the north. It's actually not far from where you guys are. It's north of Harbor Approach. And it is a place for figurines that are no longer wanted. You are relatively confident, short of destroying this thing, it would be very difficult for the spirit to be able to take over anyone with all the ghost frequency going on at the same time. So that is definitely an option.
I mentioned this, and I want to turn to Harold Soren. What do you think of the vault?
I think that's our best option. I mean, not a lot of people visit there, and there are so many statues there that it could easily get lost among them.
Ilaria turns the small figurine over in her hand. Yes, this could easily be lost, never found again. I vote the vault.
I'm with Ilaria on this one.
Are you sure we can't just drop it off in front of the church?
No, it's too risky, Jaya.
Jaya.
Throw it through a window? We can just throw it through
too
a window as we
risky.
Go by.
I
swear, what if it hits a child on the head?
I don't know. Then the guy's stuck in a child. What's the child gonna do?
You've never heard of a possessed child. I envy you.
I guess I'm a little nervous about going to, you know, the island of, you know, screwed up dolls here. But
it makes me think of that island in Mexico with all the dolls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just learned about that thing. So yeah, if that's the best call, I suppose that's where we shall go.
So you'll have to do this in the morning in order to get a gondola over there. It's a bit late at this point.
Is there any chance that there's going to be security at this vault?
You know that there is not. It's just literally three islands that are chained together, and all of the funerary statues are basically abandoned. They are thrown there by people who don't want them around them anymore. So loved ones who maybe aren't so loved.
How sad.
I mean, sometimes after you read the will and you find out that they left everything to your illegitimate half-brother, you're just mad.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes, you know, people have too many statues in their houses after generations of people in their families passing, and they don't have the room for a museum, and they don't want to keep their 400-year-old great-granduncle, you know?
Well, I mean, it's the same principle as, like, crypts in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. only so much space. Mm-hmm. You can't dig down. And so, like, the old's got to make way for the new.
Exactly. And, yeah, and some people have, you know, issues with the person who's passed, or, you know, they just... or they need to really let go and move on with their lives. So no one's guarding this place. No one's going to steal these statues. Once they're there, they're forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as sad as that makes me feel, I think it's probably best we start making our way there, because this needs to be forgotten.
All right, so the next morning you guys wake up ready to go. In the morning, the four islands are north of Harbor Approach, which is the place where you encountered the storm giant and the sorcerer. You make your way north to the docks. There's rowboats and little vessels that will take you out and back, and you easily enough find one.
I'm also going to take a shovel with me, because I'd like to hedge our bets and not just stick it among statues. I think we need to bury this one.
I'm all for just chucking it from the boat as we float by. Fling it. It's done. Wherever it lands, it lands.
I'm with Abby on this one.
As lovely as that seems, because it's so simple, I can imagine the tide would make that full of hijinks if we went that route.
I mean, I was saying chuck it onto the island. It'll make it. All right. I mean, whatever.
Whoever has the best arm, I mean, maybe.
I mean, it's me.
So you get a boat and you head out into the swamp. You can see the delineation between the salt water and the fresh water. Now, I need you guys to keep your chat open for reasons. And I'm going to have to make a couple of rolls right now and not tell you why.
I'm so nervous. It's
like, what's he doing? Like, it's so, there's so much dice rolling going on, and I'm so, never a good sign.
And I'm remembering, like, oh, wait, we didn't talk about the vault key.
I don't want to ruin my beautiful mind with such matters.
Yes. Heaven forbid anything as terrible as a thought passed through your head.
Wow.
You know, I don't envy your siblingship.
Now, you guys are on this boat, and the swamp is just sticky. It's early morning. There's a lot of fog rolling in. Your guide is paddling and seems to know where she's going. She's a commoner, probably in her late 20s. And she's just going through this really thick fog that has set itself up on the water. You all feel very tense at this moment. Let me just pick up this six-sider again and see if I make another roll.
Oh my God.
I cannot handle this tension. I got a cigarette. I'm breaking out a cigarette because I need to calm my nerves.
So, yeah, you're in the middle of this fog. You have a person you've never met before rowing. They seem to be fine. You know it's going to take a good maybe 30, 45 minutes to get out to these things. I mean, it's a rowboat on a swamp. You keep just looking back and forth at each other. The person rowing has no idea what's going on or why you're all so nervous. Let me just take this again.
Oh, stop.
You guys feel like there's something in the water following not far behind you. And the person who is rowing the boat is kind of looking to both sides. And she says in kind of a nervous tone, might be gator people. We need to be on alert. Sometimes this early in the morning, they enjoy a snack. And she slowly moves down and unsheaths this large machete that looks quite sharp.
I lean into Ilaria as quietly as possible to say, I don't like the looks of any of this. And I really, really think that we should get rid of that statue forthwith, toot sweet. Like,
I am extremely nervous as well. Here's the problem. If we toss this into a body of water full of gator people, we might get a possessed sorcerer gator man, and I don't think that's going to be good either.
Yes, but if, you know, this thing, say, possesses our guide here with that very nasty looking machete, and all of us are dead, then that's worse. So, toss it.
I understand. I am...
The boat starts to rock harder.
It's like my saltwater sweat is starting to go down because I realize we're screwed. We shouldn't have gotten a boat with this statue at all, especially with a commoner who is not defended. perhaps we could relieve our guide of that... machete for safety, perhaps.
I don't think that that's going to be enough. I really, really think that, like, getting rid of that statue now is a good idea.
Can we bring in the others on this? I have too much pressure from my feeble confidence.
I don't know who to trust here.
Right then, a gigantic gator person comes shooting out of the water with a huge, spiky club. And your guide stands up quickly and draws her machete. Apgar, what do you want to do?
I would like to stab the nearest one quickly.
So give me some warfare then.
And this is important. So I am going to put 3 points into this warfare roll.
Awesome.
And that gives me an 8.
Okay, so yeah, you hit... Roll me some damage.
That is 4 points of damage.
Explain the awesome way that you are able to strike at this thing and not make the boat flip over.
I very carefully make it rock back one way to, like, launch me forward. Put my weight on the right foot, launching you off on my left, and leaping at the creature and stabbing it in the throat.
All right, who do you pick to go next?
Jaya.
I am going to, since I was, you know, trying to cut the tension with my clove cigarette. I'm going to exhale a cloud of smoke and use that as a distraction into the eyes of the other swamp gator man and use that to disappear.
All right. Are you going to go into the water? Because we're literally on a boat, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to use that to take this opportunity to dive in the water.
You're going to be using stealth. Give me a roll, and how many points do you want to put into it?
I'm going to use 3 points of stealth and a point of skullduggery.
Okay. Then you disappear or do more damage, or?
Since I'm using the stealth to, like, use my special ability of Where'd She Go, what I would kind of like the skullduggery to do is, like, since I blew the smoke into that guy's eyes, I want it to blind him.
Cool. That works perfect. Cloves are blinding, so.
I mean,
they are.
So I got a 5.
Okay. So yeah, you're able to do that. You disappear off the boat and one of them is now blind. All right. Who do you pick?
I choose Harold Soren to go next.
Excellent.
I'm going to attack the one that she blinded.
All right.
With my fighting sticks. And I still have one of those bonus skill points. So I'm going to use one of those and then 2 warfare.
Would you like to spend an extra investigation die to do extra damage or something cool?
Yeah, I think I will. Vigilance, I think, would work well.
Okay. So 3 altogether.
That's a 9.
Oh, that's great. How much damage do you do?
So that's 9 points of damage.
Are you going to try to stay on the boat when you do this, or are you going to get in the water?
I think just for cinematic purposes, it will be more of a leap off the boat and come from above and hit him with the fighting sticks.
Well, you do so much damage to him that you land on him and plant one of these things straight into his snout. And you hear a cracking sound of bone giving way. He is still alive, but his eyes are now bloodshot, and he's in a bad way. Okay, so who do you pick?
Well, I pick Ilaria.
I'm going to go for the one that Apgar hit, and I want to use sorcery points, and I'm going to draw salt daggers from the water, the salt water surrounding us. Ooh. And projectile at this vicious gator man.
I love it.
Are you going to use any corruption in this at all?
Let me go with just the basic sorcery points. And I'm going to go with 4 points.
Okay.
Hopefully there's not a bunch more fights today. All right, I got a 4 plus 4, 8.
Okay, so now you roll a d6, you add a 1 to it, and that's your damage.
Okay, I got a 4 again, so that's 5.
All of these salt daggers fly by Apgar and slice into this creature, and it is bleeding profusely from many orifices and is not doing well. Yes, that was graphic. Why said it? So, my turn. Let's start with the statue.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
Forgot about that part. Geez.
So, Apgar jumps out and slashes at this thing. How many points of morale do you have left?
Positive points? That would be 0. That would be, I'm at 0 morale points.
Okay, so now you're at -4.
Oh, that's...
It takes the opportunity of you attacking and not concentrating, and I rolled well, and you let out this horrible scream as your brain gets attacked. Ah! It has not taken you over yet, but it is very clear that your mind has been affected.
Oh, boy.
You're having trouble just concentrating and doing anything. So yeah, you're in the swamp, you're in the water, and you're yelling as this is all going on. The creature you just hit, Ilaria, with the salt daggers, says nope, jumps and dives under the water, is gone in a second because a meal is not worth death. Same thing with the other one that got the holy roller, Soren on. Turns around and just... It's just gone. Some of the water is empty of gator people. And the guide goes, is your friend okay? As Apgar holds his head in pain as the sorcerer tries to make its way in.
What about spirit sight?
You know what? Let's do that. You can use bind wounds for your roll. And if you use Spirit Sight, you can enter his brain, which I'm sure would be fun, and basically push this spirit out and help him regain some of morality. Because if he takes one more hit, he becomes an NPC. So,
who's no longer called the Raven.
Oh, no. So how many points of Spirit Sight would you like to use? And then how many points of Bind Wounds would you like to put in?
Well, I'm thinking 2 points of Bind Wounds and one of Spirit Sight, because then that gives me a +3. Then even if I roll a 1, it's a 4.
You only get to add the investigation point to the special effect that you're doing, not to the roll.
Oh, okay. Then I'll do 3 of Bind Wounds.
Okay. And to make this work for cinematic reasons, you must hook 2 leeches to his temples right here. So that he can enter in the brain that way. Pooja agrees with this 100%.
The only thing that would be better is if you shoved it in his ear.
This is terrible.
I have features in my ear.
Terrible.
And it laid eggs in your brain.
Oh, God.
Well, it's like a babblefish, except for, you know, completely unscientific medicine.
So I rolled a 6, so with my 3 bind wounds, that is a 9.
Ooh.
So you get 6 points back to your morale.
Oh, good. That is really good. I am back in positive numbers.
You guys realize that you don't have much time and you really need to get rid of the statue. So the person rowing the boat, she starts just paddling as quickly as she can.
I just have this vision of Apgar, like, awakening and he's got leeches on his head.
This is so awful. This is so awful.
Yes, the leeches are very happy.
Yes, yes. Did you throw the statue away? Is the important part here.
We can't.
No.
I feel that that is an error in judgment.
I have a suspicion that if we threw this statue over the side of the boat, it would end up right back where it started, either back in town or back with us.
No.
Suspicion.
If it was, I don't care. As long as it's not here now.
Can I use some... Oh, wait, no. Because that's going to require corruption. I wanted to boost our boat speed and just...
Right before you do that, I'm going to pop back out from the water. Directly behind Apgar. Just silent specter coming up from the water. And lean over and whisper in your ear. It's like, just think of the tailor. Hold strong.
No tailor is going to be able to fix this. And also, we should smash that statue.
If we smash it, it will possess one of us. We cannot just smash it.
Also, it's such old magic that there's no way. It would be Gimli's axe all over again. It would just not work.
It just wouldn't work. Have we tried, though? We haven't tried.
At this point, would you like to try just to satisfy the curiosity? Because I don't.
I would, actually. I would.
Okay.
So just toss that statue over to him. Just go
don't
for it.
Give it to me. Just put it down on the thing.
I thought it was in a bag.
If you punch a hole in the bottom of this boat and I have to go back into the swamp water, you will regret it.
You know what? If I smash the thing and then, I don't know, it dissipates or whatever, no one's going to regret anything and this will be done. So let me at least try.
Before this happens, can I ask my ghost, who I've been ignoring, hey, really, what is going to happen if he punches the statue? Like, are we going to blow up?
Oh, now you remember I'm here.
you were really mean to me earlier. I just needed a break.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to be mean to you. How's your day?
Well, okay. You're gonna ask that after the gator attack? Thank you. Well, we're good now. We're good. We're great now.
You know that they're gonna come back in bigger numbers.
Yes, which is why I kind of want to just push through this statue smashing impulse, because I know it can't happen. Right? Unless, am I wrong?
Well, I mean, it is a magical world. It really depends on how much power someone's willing to put into it, I guess. But there's dangers, definitely. I'm really kind of ambivalent on the whole thing. So, I mean, you could give it a try if he's that worried about it. He's been attacked several times and didn't tell you all. He could be faking it right now.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Several times?
Yeah, he's been attacked several times. You could have talked to me. I know what ghosts do. But no, you had to be quiet.
Really? See, what? This is why I don't have many friends. Apparently, this is just... I thought, okay, all right. So Soren, Jaya, Apgar's being attacked by this ghost and he's not even telling us. Big problem.
I'm fine now. I want to smash.
You're fine because I had to put leeches on you and step into your mind.
I'm not ungrateful of the effort, but I'm telling you I'm fine and think smashing the statue is probably our best bet because I don't want this to happen anymore.
Forgive me for not trusting your judgment right now.
I mean, worst comes to worst, we what? Just smash him on top of the head and subdue him and then we'll figure it out from there.
I would rather you not do that. I don't want to be smashed on the head.
I mean, you're the one who's keeping secrets.
I wasn't keeping secrets. I was just not sure what was happening. So there. So fine. Whatever. That's not important. That's the past. Right now, we should smash the statue. And honestly, I feel like, as the person who has been attacked, I should get a little more credence here.
I don't think it works that way.
I think my experience should count for a little bit more. And if I'm saying we should smash the statue, I'm probably in the right realm here.
I mean, he does have a point.
I will ask on the off chance that you are fully yourself right now.
I am.
You, of course. Where did smashing the statue come from? Were you thinking this the whole time? Or it's a new thought?
Remember, originally, I was just like, can we just chuck the statue and walk away?
Right.
This is a variation on chuck the statue and walk away. Let's just smash the statue and walk away.
And we're here.
Either way.
Oh, good. Now he can try to smash it on the island.
No. We're burying this thing.
Just chuck it. Throw it on the island and we can go. We can get out of here.
Well, they're arguing. I need to ask my ghost again. Well, since you're such an expert, and I guess I've been underestimating you, what is the best way to get rid of this? Clearly, we're out of our league.
Well, like I said before, it's ancient magic. It would probably take a combination of you using some of your sorcery and corruption and a good strong arm to smash it. It would put the ghost out and weaken him. He would not necessarily be able to take over other people, but I'm not 100% sure. It's I don't know everything. I just know a lot of things.
Well, thank you for some of those things.
You're welcome.
Well, arguing friends, here's what I think is the best course of action, and I explained that to them.
So you're saying if we combine our powers?
I know it's truly the last thing you'd expect, but turns out we all need to come together.
Okay.
Apgar, you will get to smash something very hard.
That will make me feel a lot better.
Excellent. And let's just do it in a calm, collected manner that keeps me calm because I'm going to be carrying a lot of the weight here.
You guys are on this island. It's like the center island of the four, and it is covered in statues. There are literally thousands of statues. They just seem to litter the ground. It doesn't seem like anything's sinking. There's no buildings here. It's all just the statues. And thinking of all of your abilities, it would probably take a pretty hard hit. Apgar, you would do a swing with your sister because you'd probably have to hit it like twice to get it to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harold, you would have to use some of your spirit sight to hold the spirit in place after the explosion or whatever happens of the statue to kind of keep it grounded for a minute while it loses its tether. And then you'd have to use your sorcery with some corruption to be able to crack the old magic. Does that sound like what everybody wants to do?
Yeah, sure.
I'm on board, obviously. I get to smash.
Smash! Jaya and Apgar, you need to choose how many points you want to put in. You can use athletics if you want, or you can use warfare. It's up to you.
I haven't used any athletics, so I'm going to take 4 points of athletics.
Now, do you want to use any investigator skills to give you extra power?
Yeah.
Do you want to use a couple things of ridiculous luck? Or
yeah, I'm going to use one ridiculous luck, because that's 5 points, and that feels probably like overkill.
Right. And for your role, it's just going to be 4 points. The fifth point is just, hey, this is going to be cool. Jaya, how many points are you going to put into this? What do you want to put into this?
I'll use 3 points of warfare and 1 point of skullduggery to use as kind of a sense it's weak spot effect.
Sure. That's perfect.
Since this seems more like a hammer and nail situation, I'll use my cane sword, but I'll use the cane portion of it, like the head of the cane.
Ilaria, how much corruption do you think it's going to take to break an ancient serpentine magical spell?
Oof. Even just the weight of that sentence is a lot. I feel it's going to take... I'm looking at 3 or 4 points, which Ooh. I know is a lot. I know
yeah, that's
a lot, and I'm scared, but...
That's a lot of dynamite.
If it's serpentine, though, man, older than my own ghost, I... Oh my god, I'm gonna blow up this whole island. Let's go with 4
nice
corruption points.
Hey, if you blow up the island, you know, like you'll make all kinds of new friends.
That's true. And we'll all be dead with them for sure.
How many sorcery points are you using for the roll?
For the roll, let's go with 5.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna be done after this.
Yeah, this is it. That's all.
This is it. Then I die.
Harold Storin, what are you going to do?
I am going to use my last 2 points of spirit sight. And I was ready for this, so I'm going to use preparedness.
Okay, cool. How many points of that are you going to use?
3 points of preparedness. And I want to add what is best in life, serving the goddess.
Give me a roll. And let me know what you get.
That would be a 5.
We'll get back to you.
So ominous. Everything is so ominous now.
Let's go with Jaya because her player is anxious.
Anxious. Super excited. Well, I rolled a 5. Plus 3 is an 8.
Nice.
Great. So you strike the statue, and you can swear that a small chip comes off of it, and you feel good about your effort.
I feel like I am definitely going to do better than Apgar. That's what's really important in life.
Apgar.
So I've got my 4 points plus 1 pull. That gives me a 6.
1 point of ridiculous luck, correct?
Yes, I am. I added 1 point of ridiculous luck, so I managed to hit it exactly where the chip that Jaya knocked off was.
Okay, so when you hit it after she does, Jaya, did you use your point of doing things better than your brother or no?
I have not yet, no.
Okay. So when he hits, because you're watching, he uses your chip to make it even worse and does a lot more damage.
It's only because I started it for him. It's like when you loosen the jar.
That's right.
Yeah.
But someone still opens the jar, so that's how credit works.
Someone has to come in and finish the job.
Yep.
Basically is the way you're feeling right now. Which brings us to Aloria.
Next time I'm just going to let the ghost take you over. It couldn't be worse.
Okay, I rolled a 3 plus the 4. Of my sorcery, right?
Right. So you got 7, and you're using
4 corruption points.
4 points of corruption to make sure that this thing goes away. And Soren is using his spirit sight to be able to keep the spirit from going into anybody after this happens. The tether has to be severed completely, which takes a couple of seconds. All right, Ilaria, you shoot off this blast. And that was enough to just obliterate it. It explodes. sending all of you careening into the air off of the island into the swamp about maybe 30 yards. You splash down.
Oh, God. Jeez.
There's this big wave of sound that's so powerful that the air pushes the fog back from the island.
Oh, my.
But you did it. It is destroyed completely, and you are free from the spirit as well. Now, because you all spent investigator points, I'm going to say that none of you take any damage. You get blown back, but somehow you're all able to avoid taking any wounds. But I'm going to say that Apgar is the only one that lands on his feet. Everybody else is on their back.
How dare. How dare.
Chilling. Yeah. You're chilling.
Good. This is great.
So let's see on sorcery. We have to look real quick because there's some penalties to using corruption.
I got to roll again, right?
Every time you spend a point of corruption, you spend four. You have to do one of two things, damage your friends or damage yourself. Which one are you going to take?
I'll damage myself.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to roll D6. So it's a difficulty 3 plus, so 7. You have to beat a 7.
Wait, with a 6.
Make a health test. Difficulty 3 plus the corruption points you spent.
Oh, no.
That's the target number, which is 7. Now, it might seem impossible. Yes, you won't hit a 7, but if you're able to roll a 6, then you only take 1 point. If you roll a 1, then you take 5 points of damage.
Okay. I actually got a 6, but...
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
That could have been so bad.
Blowing back the fog of the swamp away from the island and exploding an ancient serpentine statue is pretty awesome, though. So that was a good spend of 4 points there. I have to check your guide.
We kill her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our poor guide. It was just like, I just chartered a boat, and now Gator Men, and they're stabbing things, and something blew up. I don't know what's happening.
She was obviously prepared for Gator Men.
True.
You find her floating face up with lacerations. She's still alive, but the boat is no longer in one piece. It has been exploded, because it was wood, and when all that force hit that wood, it just took it apart. So she is not conscious, but she is at least still alive. What do you guys want to do?
You say this water is 4 feet deep?
Yeah, about. Yeah.
Is it that way all the way back?
There are places where it drops down to about 20 feet deep, little holes in places. As long as you're careful, you should be okay. I love using the word should.
I don't know how I feel about shoulds right now. I would really like to just walk home or straight to the nearest bar and start drinking.
I think I took care of the bar the last game.
More bars.
Well, there are more bars, right? And better ones, thankfully.
Well, we still have to go to the Frolicking Leech now.
I guess since I'm standing, I'll go and check on my compatriots and pull them all up to their feet.
Okay. Do you take his hand when he comes by and tries to help you up, Jaya?
Nope.
Of course.
I have already gotten up on my own power.
Your cigarettes are soaked.
I am just wringing out swamp water from my clothing. Not even looking at you. Not even looking
at you. Fault. This is not my fault. It's not my fault. I didn't make a statue filled with evil. That's not my fault.
If you had just been slightly better at...
avoiding an attack from a ghost?
I mean, just have some mental fortitude next time.
I did. Well, it didn't take me over. I feel like I am not getting enough credit for any part.
I don't know. Character. Like, temple leeches were really the reason you didn't get taken over.
Imagine them chanting.
I mean,
True. If they can frolic, they can chant.
I want to shout from a distance, Apar, you did really great. I had no idea you were even being possessed. So I'm like coming out of the water.
Thank you, Ilaria. Thank you. I'm glad someone appreciates the effort I put on behalf of this team.
I cannot believe you were taking his side after I gave you that bag of gold. We're all friends, aren't we?
During all of this back and forth, Soren, are you helping your poor guide?
Yes. Well, they're going at it. I just wade over to the guide and, you know, I start kind of tending her wounds as best I can.
Okay, that'll be a bind wounds. How many points do you want to put into it?
One, just enough to get her mobile.
You're looking at her and you're going, it's going to take like at least 3 points to get her back mobile. She's not an adventurer. She's a commoner who got hit by a wave of power.
Okay, I'll put 3 in.
What we could do is, I mean, the boat's in pieces. Are any of them big enough to just like stick her on and like, well, Apgar can drag her back?
Yeah, you guys could probably do that. If you wanted to, I was going to offer one way that you could get back without having any issues is for Apgar to spend some ridiculous luck as a guide and make a roll against his athletics to avoid falling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just follow me, everyone. Hold on. Let me make this roll. I put 2 points of ridiculous luck into it because I would really like to be at a bar.
How many athletics points are you going to use to make this trip easy? Because that's the roll. Is the ridiculous luck will make sure that you avoid falling into pits, and then the athletics will make you actually get back home.
All right, I'll do 2 athletics and 1 ridiculous luck. That's a 6. The ridiculous luck is, you know, I do it while continuing to talk about how unappreciated I am.
You finally get back to the dock. You help out the woman. You get her back home. Let's give her a name and say that she is an ally, because you did, you could have just left her there, but you did not. What would we like to name her?
Nadia? Well, Nadia is a good name, and Nadia is a drowned girl in the book that I just read, so I feel like Nadia is a good name.
All right, so Nadia. So if you guys want to mark down that Nadia is a contact in Harbor Approach that you guys now have, and she is a sailor. You guys have destroyed the statue. It is very emotionally taxing for everyone. Are you guys going to stick together, go to some place and get cleaned up, or are you guys going to break off? Like, what do you guys want to do at this point?
I mean, I am beelining it for the nearest reasonable establishment that serves alcohol.
And that'll let you in, reeking of swap.
And that will let me in. Or I guess, yeah, or like an inn where I could purchase a room, a shower, much, much good wine, and a bed.
Okay, how much wealth are you willing to dump into this?
I mean, I have 2 wealth, and for right now, I'm willing to dump all of it because I would like all of this day to have ended.
Okay, so you're going to spend just a shit ton of money to feel better.
Yes.
Which I understand. So you end up at the Golden Dragon Hotel and Pub.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It also has its own IPA.
Excellent.
You show up there, you take a shower. I'll get back to you in just a second. Ilaria, where are you headed to?
I'm co-signing on the inn, but just to pass out. I need to, maybe meditate before passing out to recoup from how crazy all this was.
Sure. So you get your own room there. You're not spending the same amount of money that Apgar is, maybe not even a full wealth amount, as it were. But you throw your coins down to get a place to meditate. Harold Soren, what are you doing?
I am going to go back to, I guess we have a monastery in the city.
There are several churches, yeah, that you can go to.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go to one and just, you know, ask if they'll put me up for the night. And they're probably pretty accommodating and have extra robes because mine are gross.
Yeah, Harold Soren's able to go in and get new robes.
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know, meditate and then sleep.
Jaya, what are you doing?
I have gone to the same fancy inn as Apgar, and
added all my amenities onto his tab.
No respect.
You owe me.
No respect.
Jaya, I feel like that you're going to have to spend some skullduggery for that one.
I absolutely will.
We're going to make it a sway because you come in a few moments after he gets done and walks up with his room key. You're trying to talk this person into letting you have a room and putting it on Epcar's tab. So how many sway points are you going to use and how much skullduggery are you going to use to make this happen?
I mean, go big or go home. I'll use 3 sway and I will use 2 points of skullduggery in order to have them give me the best room.
Okay. Wow. Go ahead and roll your sway and let me know what you get.
Okay. And that is a 4 plus 3. So that's a 7.
Awesome. So you got 7 all together. So yeah, they put you in the nicest, swankiest room. Your room is right next to your brother's, but it is bigger with larger closets and a balcony.
I didn't want a balcony anyway.
You know Ilaria's in the hotel somewhere, but you're not quite sure where. And you guys all go to sleep in your respective areas after getting cleaned up. Probably, I would imagine, with a good buzz on.
Yes. Very good.
Jaya, you wake up in the middle of the night, and there's a figure at your window standing on the windowsill, and he's holding your statue that you stole. And you recognize him right away. It's Darius, a former lover. And he says, "Oh, my sweet, I'm so sorry I have to do this to you, but work is work. How is your brother doing?"
"Yeah, same as always. Hot-headed, but we do all right."
"I miss you both so much."
"Darius, how dare you?"
"Ciao." And he disappears out the window. And that's where we're going to stop.
No, man.
So thank you guys so much. That was a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying this game. So let's find out where we can find everybody. We will talk with Pooja first. Go for it.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. In addition to playing here with 12-Sided Stories, you can tune in to hear me on Happy Jack's RPG.
Jay?
Hey, y'all. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham and all of the usual places. And you can also find me sometimes on Happy Jack's, sometimes on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, sometimes on various other platforms doing various other matters.
Saint?
Hi, yes, I am Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, all one word. I'm also on Twitch at Saint Spider, and you know, I show up on lots of other shows, so keep an eye out.
Michelle?
Hi, I'm Michelle, and you can find me at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can always find me here. You can sometimes find me guesting on other people's shows, and you can find my music through Plate Mail Games on BattleBard.
Awesome. And I am Wes Otis, and you can find me on Plate Mail Games. You can find all the sound effects you heard and music on BattleBards and DriveThruRPG. If you want to help out the podcast, go over and give us a shout out online, or a review is always helpful, or become a Patreon member, which we also appreciate a lot. By becoming a Patreon member, you get early access to stuff and you help us keep the lights on. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.